Sabbath Rest, Commentary for the September 4th, 2021 Sabbath School Lesson by Stephen Terry, Director, Stillwaters Ministry, www.visitstillwaters.com. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. Some think that the Sabbath is a Seventh-day Adventist thing, or Seventh-day Baptist, Seventh-day Church of God, etc. Some think of it as Jewish. Others think it really doesn't matter anymore and have written it off entirely as belonging to the Old Testament and an anachronism to modern times. In fact, there are far more who refute its importance than those who assert its continuing significance. Why has the Sabbath become such a controversial issue? There are many nuanced explanations that have been made about this inconsistency within Christendom. I have found when that occurs, the best place to begin is not with the pronouncements of some well-known preacher or even with publications about denominational dogma, but with the Bible. We first encounter the seventh-day Sabbath back at the very beginning of all things, where God completes creation and, through example, gives the gift of rest to mankind. But the record of that first Sabbath does not command its observance. Instead, it says God placed a blessing and holiness in that day. It was never intended to be a burden. It was a gift. Therefore, Jesus said the Sabbath was made for mankind, not mankind for the Sabbath. Some have pointed out that it was given before mankind had any opportunity to earn it, and this makes it a metaphor for grace. But it goes much deeper than that. It is an ongoing promise from God that no matter how messed up our week has been, no matter what bad choices we have made, no matter how much pain we may have endured because of those choices or the actions of others, we have rest and a blessing waiting for us at the end of the week. Paul, in his second letter to the Corinthian church, wrote that when we accept Christ, everything is new and the old has gone. We walk in a newness reminiscent of creation, and we rejoice along with the angels at the blessing of rebirth with all the hope and promise that brings. The seventh-day Sabbath is a weekly opportunity to experience something similar. It is not only a metaphor for God's saving grace, it is a metaphor that has a literal blessing. When God created mankind, he created him in his image. What does that mean? God is omnipresent. He is present in every place, at every moment, and at every quantum state. This omnipresence gives him omniscience. He occupies the vastness of eternity and all the dimensions contained there. Can we draw a picture of him? We cannot even visualize eternity in our minds, much less chart his appearance on the two-dimensional surface of a piece of paper. How then can our appearance ever be said to be like his? Even if we allow for a difference due to the fall into sin occasioned in the Garden of Eden, the creation accounts of the first two chapters of Genesis show that we are corporeal, and therein is the limit to what we can be. But the Sabbath reminds us that God has created a conduit in time between himself and us. We could not occupy space and time as he does, so he condescends to bring us to step out of the linear flow of our lives to experience something more. Although the gift was given at creation, as time goes on, the blessing of the Sabbath grows ever brighter. If you have ever worked in the mud after a heavy rain, you may remember that as you tried to walk through the mud, more and more of it would stick to your boots. Eventually, you would have to stop and clean the mud from your boots, or they would become too heavy to continue. When we go through the week, so many cares and concerns can cling to us that it is hard to move forward. It can be very hard to see hope and a future when this happens. The Sabbath is like that beacon of hope shining at us from the end of the week, giving us the strength to go on. It is a resting place where we can scrape the mud from our boots and find restoration for the week to come. Even those who have no religious understanding acknowledge this principle when they say, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. While they may not understand its spiritual significance, they know there is a blessing waiting for them once Friday's tasks are done. The Sabbath is also a metaphor for the incarnation of Christ and his ministry of grace. Jesus pointed out the connection when he offered rest to those who would come to him. Even God, as portrayed in the Old Testament, continually wished to bring mankind to this rest. After 400 years in Egypt, where they had been enslaved, the people were confused and chaotic about their relationship with God. But he assured them that his presence in their lives would bring them rest. In a sense, their 40 years wandering in the wilderness may be seen as a metaphor for all the rest they had missed in Egypt, rest that they would emerge from as a renewed people. Each week for 40 years, the people experienced a reminder of this blessing when the manna they were provided ceased appearing each Sabbath. With enough supplied the day before each week to see them through the Sabbath. God felt this bridge between himself and mankind was significant enough to go through all this effort to remind the people about it. Even the Sabbath commandment in the Decalogue in Exodus chapter begins with a gentle entreaty to remember. Some may feel that the Sabbath is no longer relevant because the grace made available through Christ did away with it. They likely base this belief on the Sabbath being included in the Decalogue. But the Sabbath existed long before the law was given to Moses, and the Sabbath will be observed in heaven. Apparently, the same bridge between unfallen mankind and God that was created in the beginning will still be vital between resurrected mankind and God. Does it make sense then that somewhere in between God would say, oh, never mind? He gave that connection to us that he created in the beginning. God is love. He does not change. That connection is vital to us as well. While we are unable to be omnipresent and omniscient, we are created with the ability to be godlike in our capacity to love and for that love to endure. Jesus tried to bring us back to that understanding with his Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon ever given. The Beatitudes that began the sermon gave various perspectives on how that love should look. But in case the message was misunderstood, he made it very clear when he said, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. In this, we are able to reflect the image of God perfectly. But being mortal, we tire and are challenged to maintain that love consistently over time. The Sabbath is our opportunity to step aside for a rest, reconnect, and recharge through the blessing God has given us. Like a charging port for our cell phones that supplies the power for us to stay connected even when not plugged in, that Sabbath blessing can sustain us through the challenge of the coming week and give us that spiritual energy to draw upon the unlimited roaming and data available to us spiritually. I grew up in a small town and I was early introduced to the public library. I was mesmerized by all the knowledge available to me as a young boy. I loved history and science, and before I completed elementary school, I had read everything the library's science fiction section had to offer. I also read series of biographies of great Americans, and through the National Geographic magazine, I traveled outside my small town to destinations around the world. But as impressive as the library was, the knowledge, stories, and experiences I can access through the small phone I carry with me dwarfs that library tremendously. I feel I can access much of the knowledge, literature, art, and personal experiences of the entire world. And even that continues to expand. Initially, I was limited to my native language, English. But now, thanks to advances in artificial intelligence, I can even translate many things previously hidden from me by an unfamiliar language. All of this is available to me if I remember to recharge my phone when necessary. If that is astonishing, and we are willing to pay a fee monthly to have access, how much more so to have access to the depths of the universe and beyond through connection with one whose omnipresence and omniscience can be a pathway to all of that? Amazingly, the price for that access has already been paid. Should we value it less for that reason? When God provided that bridge at the beginning and the ever-flowing grace and love that sustains it, just like electricity sustains our phones, He opened the door to a marvelous future, just like the person who opened the door to that library for me long ago. Whether we enter the Sabbath to find the blessing inside is up to us. Our life will never be the same once we do. Thank you for listening to this commentary. You can find other commentaries like this, as well as the scripture footnotes to back up the various points that we made in this commentary, at our website, Stillwaters Ministry, at www.visitstillwaters.com. May God richly bless you and your family.